That's right, bitches.
It is a fucking Friday! It is a fucking Friday!
How excited are you, man? Winx is back on a brand new Friday night, regularly scheduled cast. You know what it is. We're gonna put on quite a show for you tonight. Alright? Everybody's gonna be here for you, okay? Don't worry, you're under the tee. So, sit on your couch, wherever the fuck you listen to your Winx, get a bowl of Fruit Loops, because we're guaranteed to entertain you for at least the next hour. There's fighting and violence and hopelessness in the world, and you don't know where you can go. But I'm here to tell you that that isn't so. Here is a brand new show. When there is something inside makes you afraid, then there is something to do. Just challenge some guy to a game, Tiddlywinx, and you find that courage in you. Because there is nothing that's greater than Tiddlywinx with strangers. Ain't we lucky we got 'em? The Winx. And how? Tiddlywinx with Strangers is filmed before a live studio audience. Welcome to Tiddlywinx with Strangers. As it is on this tradish fucking Friday up, I'm your host, Jason Herb. It's going to be another sweet ep. You know, we got lots of things in store for you tonight. We're going to be talking to frequent Winx co-hosts. I think you know who they are. You don't know what's going to show up in your life, okay? I'm talking surprises galore. I'm talking everything. I'm talking Winx delish. Jesus Christ. I don't know. What am I doing with my life? Fucked up phone calls with Barry. Stay tuned next week when we host our second annual Tiddlywinx with Strangers Thanksgiving Spooktacular. I'm not exactly sure the date yet, but that's going to be next week. I'm telling you, people, it's Spooktacular season. Keep up with me now. We have two more after this. We got the traditional Christmas time app. Goddamn Christmas. Followed by the New Year's app and the end of Winx Season 3. You want to join us January 6th for the beginning of Winx Season 4. Maybe we'll be a revamped show. Maybe we won't be. I don't know what's going to happen. Four seasons of the Winx. Dear God. TillyWinxStrangers@gmail.com. Questions, concerns, comments. Winx Knows Baby on Snapchat. Winx is wherever you are. We're wherever you want to be. Apple, Google, Podcruncher, Blueberry, Podchaser, Castro, Podbean. The list goes on and on. Winx is fucking worldwide, baby. And of course, none of this would be possible without our beautiful corporate sponsor, Bugles, America's number one snack.
Bugles, grab a bag.
They look like witches' fingers.
And so we work hard every week, sometimes two days a week, three, I don't fucking know, to bring you your quality Winx. So I just want everybody to remember You guys know, you guys know what Zach Morris told Belding that one time when he hired that waiter from the Max to play his father? When he got busted, he looked at Belding and said, "It's gonna be a good Winks."
Hey, Bri. Hey, Brian. It's your loving stepfather, Fitz Scott Eugene Kuwait. What are yous doing down there? Yous down there with your little friends Jason and Dave? Yous are playing E.T. on Atari? Yous are playing Mrs. Pac-Man? She got a pair of gams on her. Deb, I'm just kidding. It's a video game, Deb. Come on. Hey, Bri, would you come up here, please? I've been talking to your mother. She said next Wednesday, your little elementary school's doing field day. Hey, Bri, I know you're not athletically inclined, okay? Okay? But you're gonna participate. Everybody in your grade has to participate. They sent home a slip, okay? I had to sign a slip to let you participate. I signed it. You're going. The only caveat is, you've got to wear blue and gold, your school's colors. Your mother informed me you don't have anything blue and or gold. So you and I are getting in the station wagon. We're heading down to TJ Maxx. We're going to get you a new outfit for field day. Okay, Brian? Okay? Hey, Brian, come on. Open up. It's Scott Kuwait. Come on, we're going to get you some gold gym shorts and a blue top. A blue top, Brian. Okay? Come on, Bri. You're going to like, I'll teach you. I'll teach you things. You're going to win a silver medal at least. Come on, Bri. I'll meet you in the car. Your loving stepfather, Scott.
Me and Conky got jobs part-time. We clean houses from grit and grime. But when we get home, we don't wanna clean. We just head on downstairs and limber clean. What? Conky! And we limber clean. What? And we limber
Conky! What am I in here?
Would ya flick? Get out of my synagogue!
Forget him!
Oh. Oh, you'll see. I'm very excited today. Oh, Bob decided to get on the WWWs and look for a woman online. Since it ain't much luck walking around the mall talking ladies in person, you see. Oh, Bob has that special cologne, you'll see. But the ladies laughed at Bob, so Bob used Photoshop. Steve from Fishin's wife, Jenny, showed me how to Photoshop a picture so it still looked like me, but it just highlight my good parts, you know what I mean? I got a hit on FarmersOnly.com, you'll see. She's going to meet old Bob here at the Olive Garden. Bob, oh, Bob gonna get never-ending pasta. It really is delicious. You'll see she's running late, I see. Where is she? I can't see the lady, you'll see.
I hope old Bob didn't get stood up. As you know, I haven't had a wife since she perished in 92, you see.
Oh, Bob, gonna get back in the saddle. Oh, Bob needs an old lady to eat Andy's pizza with. You say. Andy's pizza not formal enough. Olive Garden must be the forum for us tonight. You see. Oh. Oh, is this her coming now? Oh.
Hello.
Well, hello there. The name's Robert Yusey, also known as Bob Glover. Very nice to meet you. Please have a seat. I ordered you a white Zinfandel, Yusey. Yusey, I'm so glad you showed up today. My hobbies include fishing with Steve, Yusey. Not wearing gloves, Yusey. Watching the Cleveland Indians, you see, sir? Trimming my golden mustache, you see? Picking out jean shorts for the week, you see? And dying and coming back to life, you see. I also enjoy Andy's pizza, you see? From fishing. I bet it's Steve's wife, Jenny, from fishing, calling to see if I used her tips on picking up women. I think I didn't. I think old Bob might have come out too strong. You see, maybe next time.
I didn't want to answer it. She'll be let down by me, you'll see. But I have to. Bob Gotham!
Talk about tiddlywinks for strangers on a fucking Friday. You know what it is, okay? Yep. You know what that means. You know what that sound means. That's the sound of a plastic jug of whole milk being cracked open on a Friday night, which can only signify the beginning of a Winx. Which in turn could only signify Winx co-host and frequent friend. What the fuck? Kevin the Condor.
Yeah.
Well, welcome back to the Winx, Kevin.
Happy to be here. It's a Friday. It's a fucking Friday.
Yep. People think I'm joking, but every week you have a cold glass of milk by your side.
Right here. It's just 2%.
Never a joke. Rarely is milk a joke.
Yep.
The only thing you're missing this week is your cookies.
Yeah, or pretzels. I don't have pretzels.
I ate all of them.
The jug? That entire fucking barrel of them?
No.
Oh.
I kid.
I love me some pretzel. I'm gonna get some later, but we got work to do. We got a Winx.
We got a Winx. We got a fucking Tradish Friday.
Yeah. I'm happy to be here.
We almost didn't have it. You know, we got the abominable snowman, snowstorm.
Yes.
Here in Winx Studios yesterday. We almost all perished.
Yeah, pretty close.
But you know, now there's a fresh coating on the ground.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah, a lot.
Which means fucking Christmas is coming.
It's like at the end of Ghostbusters when Marshmallow Man blew up.
A little bit.
That's what it looks like outside.
It's a little bit more evenly spread out, but I know what you
okay,
mean.
Okay, it's like, yeah, alright. I was gonna make a joke about, like, semen.
Yeah.
I'm just not
Why
going
not?
To. I'm just not even gonna go. I'm just gonna say the word semen, and you kind of get the message.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, but it means that, Christmas is around the corner.
Yeah, you're excited? Oh,
no,
fuck yeah, dude.
No,
let's
no,
do this.
No, no, unfortunately, I'm contractually obligated to do a Christmas spooktacular, but I'm not going to enjoy it.
Candy canes, gifts, and stockings. Johnny Fat Man.
Can we
dude.
Just do the Thanksgiving spooktacular first
before you get
all jacked up on candy
Wait,
canes?
Wait, is this the spooktacular for Thanksgiving?
No, Thanksgiving's next week. Sill.
Are we going to do another show?
Well, yeah.
All right.
Probably going to do maybe like a Wacky Wednesday or a Turkey Tuesday.
Turkey Tuesday. Oh, dude, I love
El Turkey Tuesday.
Yeah, or mashed potato Mondays. I don't know. Oh. Point is, next week will be said Thanksgiving spooktacular. Right, everybody's favorite time of year.
I can get down.
Holiday special.
Yeah, definitely. Let's do it.
But for tonight, it's just a fucking Friday in November.
Yeah, it's just cold.
It's
getting
freezing.
Dark out early now.
I hate it.
Yeah.
But I figured, you know, since you're here and Billish is off this week, that maybe something else might happen.
Oh. He just.
It's
all
a
right,
fail.
Episode, I hate
it's
that
a fail. All
right.
McGonagall. All right, whatever. It's not as cool now.
What's on?
You know what that signifies.
First story.
Yeah, first fucking story. You fucking fired McGonagall. Find a new place to work for the holidays.
Yeah, man.
You goddamn.
Goddamn son of a bitch.
But I got something special in mind.
Oh, do you?
For first story tonight.
Oh, what do you got? Is this a continuation of a tale of the past? What do we got?
I really don't know, you know, like I kind of book the guests and I don't really know what's going to be in store.
Oh, you booked a guest?
I booked a guest.
I think I know who it is.
Sort of.
Yeah.
He'll make you chuckle. He'll make you merry. Now it's time for phone calls with Barry.
Ching.
Ching.
Hello.
Barry.
Hi.
What's going on?
Chilling, fellas.
How you doing, Barris, man? You on the road?
Yeah, I'm on the road, riding, sliding, and, you know, trying to take over America one state at a time.
Love it. Love it. You got me in the Condor tonight.
Hey. What's up, guys?
That's hot right there. I'm putting your first story tonight. Your top billing tonight.
I'm the first. I'm so honored, man. I'm so honored. Thank you, man. I don't know what I did to deserve this.
You just be you.
I won't disappoint.
All right. What you got?
This story is I lied on my dick. About the times that I lied on my dick.
Lied on my dick?
No, lied on my dick.
What do you say?
Hey, it's an urban legend, right?
Okay.
That if you lie on your dick, you lose an inch every time you lie on your dick.
Are you talking about lying face down in a bed, perhaps?
No. I'm talking about when I was a kid, when I was a younger man.
Start from the beginning.
I'm going to start from the beginning. So the pressures of society when I was a younger man to had sex was very high.
Oh, yeah.
A group of my friends was talking about all the girls they had sex with, and me, I had sex with none.
Right.
At the time, I don't even think I was jerking off. I wasn't busting nuts.
How old were you?
I was maybe like 12, maybe. Man.
That's way too young to be having sex, B.
Man, you would think it was young. Obviously, I was the only one that wasn't getting none, because the rest of the guys, they were telling all these great stories, telling me about foreign holes that I had not yet conquered. And you know, when you're a younger man, they ask that question. You're not a virgin? So how many holes does a girl have? And me not knowing? Two. No, it's not two. It's three. Three? You know?
Three?
So
you think they were telling the truth, though? You think they really were having sex?
I don't know, man. Like,
yeah, it's hard to say.
It's hard to say, man, because some of them girls was fast, and some of them boys
12 was young, though.
And some of them boys were relentless, sneaky bastards. So
maybe they just knew what a vagina was and used that knowledge to make themselves sound better.
Maybe. Well, I knew for a fact one or two actually had sex before, because they had sex with older girls, you know, one or two of them I knew of, you know what I mean? But the rest of the guys, I didn't know.
Fair enough. But so 12-year-old Barry wasn't slinging yogurt like the rest of the guys.
No, wasn't slinging yogurt, man. So when they asked me, though, but I wasn't brave enough to go, man, I'm the only one out the bunch that didn't get nothing. I said, yeah, I got some. They said, who? I said, Shelly Parker on the third floor. Shelly Parker? What? Yeah, man. Yeah. How'd it happen? Man. You know, I told some bogus story about how she left something in my house and her mom was home and she was locked out. And, you know what I mean? And it just happened. One of those stories. You know what I mean? And long story short, one of my older friends, he had heard about the story. Now that I'm looking at it in hindsight, he kind of used it. He said, hey, B. I'm like, yo, what's up? He's like, can I spend a night at your house? Sure, bro. Like, why not? Like, I'm thinking, like, yeah, man, we're going to have mad fun. Stay up all night, play video games, shit like that.
Yeah.
Right? So he's at my house. My mom makes his dinner. My mom goes to bed. He's like, yo. I'm like, what's up? He's like, yo, let's go to Shelly Parker's house.
Oh, God, that was all he wanted to do from the start.
I'm like, all right, let's go. So in my head, I'm like, yo, I can play it off. Like, you know, he's like, go get her. So I'm like, yo, I'm just going to knock on the door, and I'm going to tell her that he just wanted to talk to her. And then I'm going to act like I'm just going to let him do his thing. And maybe he'll get some and not mention me. And it'd be like, we both had sex with Shelly Parker. So that's how my diabolical plan started. But that's definitely not the way it ended. So,
yeah.
I knocked on the door, told Shelly Parker, hey, you know, my friend is there. He want to talk to you. So she goes to talk to him. And, you know, I'm thinking, you know, okay, it's going to work. So, they're talking for a while. I creep up the steps like a half an hour later, and they're making out, bro. They're going in, him and Shelly Parker. You know what I mean? So I'm like, okay. I'm like, okay, I might get away with this, right? But then he comes back with a hickey on his neck and shit. And he's like, yo, man, you lied, man. You ain't getting it, Shelly.
He just called you out.
You know, and I just didn't say anything. My head down in shame, you know?
Yeah.
So we go inside the house, and like 5 minutes later, it's a knock at the door. Boop, 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 boop. Who could it be this late at night, right? Knocking on my door. It's maybe 11 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
I open up the door. Motherfucking Shelly Parker.
Uh-oh.
Can I talk to your mom? Can you talk to my mom? Mind you, Shelly Parker's like 3 years older than me.
Okay.
She's asleep. I need you to talk to your mom. Either you go get her, or I'll go get my aunt, and I'll make my aunt talk to her.
God, she's pissed, dude.
Yeah, she's pissed, bro. Ma, Shelly wants you. But what does she want? Ma, I don't know.
Oh,
God. So Shelly told my mom that I was making false accusations about having sex with her. Well, going all the way, as they say.
Yo, this went horrible for you, man.
Yeah, and my mom, she just looked at me with disappointment and a little disgust.
Because, you know, just a little.
Yeah, because I'm her baby, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She didn't really freak out about it, you know what I mean? Fair to say, you know, Shelly Parker was definitely never going to give me nothing.
Right.
So you would think I would have learned something from this. From this what's that, tobacco?
No, I've known you too long to know that you didn't learn anything.
I didn't learn anything. So later on, I wound up getting a girlfriend, you know what I mean? Who name I won't say, I protect the innocent.
Of course.
And I was in love with this girl, you know? And long story short, she wound up moving to Antigua with her grandma. I kind of waited for her. It was like a 3-year stretch type shit. And when she came home or whatever, you know, we always made plans. We was going to save each other for each other type shit.
Okay. Well, wow, yeah, that's very noble, Barris.
Yeah, you man, both. Right? That's me, Sir Barris. So she comes back and you know, we're good and everything's working out great. And she asks me, so you're still a virgin, right?
Uh-oh.
And instead of me saying, yeah, a lot.
Why did you do that? Why?
Lying on my dick, bro. It's just virgins are so uncool, bro.
But she so wanted uncool. To be a virgin.
I know, bro. I don't know, man. I just want to be cool, man. You know what I mean, my whole life, now that I think, like this is really like therapy. Because now when I think about it, my whole life, I just wanted to be cool. And it made me do so many stupid things that, like, I can't believe I did, man. It'd have been so much easier just to be myself.
Well, that's why this show exists, man, for all of us.
Yeah,
it's therapy. We all were stupid. Tell our stories.
Yo, so she asks me, man. I tell her no. I crush her heart, man.
You destroyed that poor girl. She moved to Antigua and waited for you, Barry.
Yo, man, honestly, bro, I thought it would give me more brownie points. She'll see me as like some kind of hunk that she can't lose.
And you were just going out and slaying pussy.
Yeah, and she would look at me like that guy. You know? she looked at me as a fucking jerk, scumbag, bro.
Oh, right. Dude.
She broke up with me, and then she wound up fucking with a guy who was like one of my worst enemies, bro.
Right. It wasn't Russell, Dirty Lionel, was it?
Nah, it wasn't Dirty Lionel.
Good.
she lost her virginity to this guy and all of that.
Oh man, it could have been you. You know?
I went on, I lost my virginity, you know, later on, right. And, you know, it could have came back a couple of times, but in hindsight, everything worked out the way it did because I wound up getting my wife.
Yeah.
She wound up getting her husband.
Yep.
They're divorced now.
Okay, you know what I mean?
I'm pretty sure she looks at her life and hates it and wish her life was with me.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's how you live your best life. You make them jealous, Barry.
Yeah, man. And P.S. I might have lost an inch or two from lying, man.
Yeah, what is the urban legend, man? I never heard this.
It's like a reverse Pinocchio with your penis.
Yeah.
Every time Pinocchio. You lie on your dick, you lose an inch or two?
Yeah, you lose an inch. I lost two.
Where did you hear this?
This is just an urban legend, man, passed on.
Kevin, are you familiar with this? I've
never heard of this before in my life.
Yeah. Well,
I'm going to use it now.
Yeah.
This is how I'm going to scare my son when I have one. Don't sleep, dude. Don't lie on your dick.
Yeah, so that's my story.
Thank you.
About how I lied on my dick.
All right. You going to join us next week for the Thanksgiving Spooktacular?
Yes, man. I'm more, you know, I'm always up for it, man. Gobble, gobble, motherfucker.
That's right. That's right. It's the holiday season.
Wink, wink knows.
That's right.
Wink's got you by its teeth, child.
Exactly.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Exactly. All right, we'll talk to you next week.
Later, fellas.
Later.
Happy birthday, Herbie!
Ooh, yeah, flick!
Yeeks! Diagnosed with...
Probably not, Bottle!
Another classic Barry fable.
Big B brought the heat.
If that's what you want to call it. I mean, they're fables because, you know, they're lessons you have to learn from.
Yeah,
he always has a lesson for the children.
Barry is the modern Aesop.
A little bit, yeah.
For sure.
But that's an urban legend I'll never forget.
I will
now
never.
Now that I've learned it, I'll carry it through my life.
I will never again lay on my dick. Lie on it, Kevin. I'm sorry. Barry, I will not lie on my dick.
Right.
Promise.
Right. Well, speaking of not lying and telling the truth, do you have a second story for the Winx? Put it under its teat or something?
I have it under its honeydew.
Honeydews?
Yeah, whatever, man. I do have a story. I do have a story.
God.
This is untitled.
No, you gotta have a title for the winks.
We'll call this one.
I'll name it if you don't.
I know it. We'll name this one.
All right.
It's about a guy I've mentioned before. We'll call this one Grillin' with Chicken Fried.
Grillin' with Chicken Fried. Go for him.
Go for him. Okay, so this story revolves around a guy who I've talked about before. I dated his daughter. And he was an ornery Texan.
Oh, yes.
He used to say, Kim!
Yeah, Winks knows
him. And he was so enraptured in his Texan culture that he did not refer to North, West, or South Texas. Everything was about East Texas. Okay, you see that movie there? Perfect depiction of East Texas.
That's like, what East Texas should be.
I have no idea what the fuck goes on in East Texas, but apparently it's lit as fuck.
Yeah, so, well, he thinks so.
So the reason I call him Chicken Fried is because the first night that I went to his house, he offered me chicken fried steak that he prepared himself.
That's a Texas meal.
Yeah. And, you know, from that day forward, he became Chicken Fried, though not to his face, because that night he also showed me his arsenal.
Did your girlfriend know that you called him this?
No.
So it was just for you.
She knew that he showed me his guns, though.
Okay.
Because he's a good daddy.
Right, right.
So.
Weird.
This is a...
Unnecessary.
About, like, 8 months into dating this girl.
Mm-hmm.
It was it was a weeknight. It was like a Wednesday.
Okay.
And I went over in the evening. And she's like, oh, do you want to go out tonight? And I was like, yeah, that'd be fun. Let's do that. And there was a local bar down the road, kind of a, I don't want to say dive, it's like, you take like Roadhouse, Honky Tonk, like, it's like a country bar.
Sounds fucking awesome, though.
It is, because there's a guy in overalls talking about Air Supply with me.
Yes!
But, so, Chicken Fried's in the kitchen, he's like, y'all going out tonight?
Oh, God.
I was like, yes, sir. Yes.
Yeah.
Would you like if I extended an invitation to you, sir?
So nervous.
Yeah, I was, because I knew this guy had automatic weapons.
Whoa, the pastrami.
It was close. He's like, Kevin, I'd be much obliged.
Well, oh, he's coming with you.
He's coming with him.
Didn't see that coming.
Him and the mother.
You were just trying to be polite, man.
Yeah. So him and the mother are going to come out on a Wednesday night and go drinking with us.
Oh, God.
Keeping up with us kids in our mid-20s.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, all right. Just nervous as fuck. He's like, Kevin, I do believe you should drive.
Okay.
So they're entrusting me. And I'm like, well, I guess I'm only drinking like two tonight.
Right. You know?
But he throws me the keys.
He's obviously getting sloshed.
Oh, yeah. He gets in the he gets in the back seat with his wife, and they produce two thermoses.
Wait. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You got something to say.
Were they pre-gaming? Did
they were drinking in the car.
They had thermoses full of
wine.
Oh my God. It's so unnecessary.
It's very unnecessary.
It's like something I would
have
done.
They have it at the house. They have it at the place we're going. But they need it in the car.
Well, yeah, because it saves money.
No,
they don't
just
have to
drink
buy
at the
as
house.
Much
just
at the
drink
bar.
It, fuck. You don't need to bring
saves,
a thermos.
Saves money and time.
Like, fuck, dude. A thermos and then pouring it in the cup. And like,
less time you need to sit at home. Less money you need to spend at the bar.
Listen, I'm trying to avoid potholes because I don't want to get red wine stains on the fucking upholstery of Chicken Fried's car.
Wine's a weird choice.
Yeah, but they're back there. They're like, he's like, yeah, I'm not a big wine fan, but I'll drink.
He sure is, though.
And he's just like, goop.
Right?
Clang.
Oh,
all right.
God.
So we get to this bar. We go in there. And Chicken Fried's just like, oh, bear. You know, you know about this beer. People in the Northeast know. People west of the Rockies don't get it, but Yingling Lager.
Yes.
And it's an East Coast beer. Mm-hmm. People on our West Coast, we don't get it out here. We have to, like, smuggle it.
Right.
So, Chicken Fried's just slamming these green bottles of fucking Yingling Lager. Clang, clang. Yeah, you know, I could go for this down in East Texas.
He likes it.
He's still regaling me with legends of East Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, all right, man, whatever. And then the girl's mom is like, let's play some billiards.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, all right, cool. I'll watch from the bar.
Yeah.
And
you're not going to play?
No, I wasn't going to play. Chicken Fried and the wife were. I was like, okay, you guys
gotcha,
me and the girl will sit here. We'll shoot the shit and watch football.
Finally get them off
basketball.
Back for a minute.
But so they go, and I should say Chicken Fried's wife is dressed for a dive bar like this.
Yeah.
Every one of those manual laborers in this bar are kind of like, who's that?
She's dressed
Yeah, she's wearing like tight jeans.
Everything you'd expect for dive bar going.
Tight jeans, the knee-high boots, a low-cut top. It's like, ugh. It's way too much.
That's too much.
And you got all these scruffy motherfuckers who look like they work at the docks. They're like, ew. And Chicken Fried, after a little bit, after like three beers, Chicken Fried starts getting a little like wary, a little paranoid.
Yeah.
He's like looking around. He's not even playing pool anymore. He's just like, who's looking at my wife?
He's catching on.
Who's looking at my wife?
He's catching on, dude.
So... Mrs. Fried, we'll call her.
Take a sip of your milk there. Gather your 2%
thoughts. 2%,
hold on to me. Gather your thoughts.
Mrs. Fried, as we will call her.
Yeah.
She's playing by herself because Chicken Fried's all paranoid shit. He's just standing
there. Standing there.
He's just like looking around. So a young guy comes up and he goes, would you like, can I play with you?
Oh no.
She's like, oh yeah, because she's already like four, you know, she's been guzzling wine in the car. She's right. Already three.
People are just friendly.
Yeah, she's like, hell yeah.
There's no ulterior motives.
And Chicken Fried gets up from his stool and he's about to do something. He's like, and he slinks back because he's like, caught himself. He's like, I'm not going to start a ruckus.
Not going to be that guy.
He sits back and he's watching them play pool. Yeah. And he didn't look at his wife, he just watches this guy the whole time. Oh, and he's rocking back and forth. And then, like, after a little bit, he gets up and he moseys on by and he doesn't break his eye contact with this guy. He's just looking at him.
Yeah.
He comes up to the bar where I am and he goes, Ava Yingling? And he looks like, Kim, we might have a Donnybrook tonight.
A Donnybrook. What's a Donnybrook?
Well, that's what I asked him. I'm like, is that a dance? He's like, Donnybrook, my friend, is a melee. We're gonna have a ruckus tonight.
I like that. That's another thing I'm gonna take with me now. So far I got the urban legend of lying on my dick.
Yep.
And a Donnybrook. I've learned a lot from tonight's wings. I love it. I fucking love it.
So he thinks like it's fucking Roadhouse. Like, okay. Fight's just gonna break.
It has to be. There's no other choice.
I'm like, what's wrong, Chicken? Yeah, what's wrong, Chicken Fried? That man out there, he has lustful eyes for my woman.
Yes.
Dude, he's so fucking folksy.
Yes.
And,
God.
So he's at the bar, turned, like he's talking to me, but looking at the billiard.
You're a cat, son. Cats don't eat worms. You're taking the food right out of my mouth. I don't go around chasing mice. Stand up, boy. You're tripping over your own feet.
Is it like that?
It's just like that. He's very folksy.
Yeah.
And, so I'm sitting there and he's still going on. He's like, I'm trying to think of ways that I could whip that guy. I'm like, well, you could just use your fist, man. And he's like, no.
Why are you encouraging him?
Well,
you got to be cool, I guess.
Yeah, I'm just like I want to be on his good side. Because this is a man who has weapons. This is a man whose daughter I'm dating. Can't be on the bad side.
You don't want him to think she's dating a pussy pacifist.
No. So I'm just sitting there and he's just like, well, I think I could snap that pool cue over his head.
Oh, Christ.
I'm like, all right. Now it's getting too real because he's like, eyeing up weapons. I'm like, all right, maybe we should go, dude.
What the fuck?
He's like, maybe we should go. So he fucking storms in. He storms into the billiards room, and his wife is like, oh, hi. He goes, get to the car.
Oh, Jesus.
So she's like, what? He's like, here's your coat. Get to the car.
No.
And I'm like, oh, shit, this is how you talk to women. All right, cool.
You're learning.
I am. I'm like, all right, I'm under the learning tree.
Oh, God.
So he goes and, he steps up to the young guy as his wife scurries out the door with his daughter. And, you know, I'm just sitting there because I'm like, oh, man, I might have to break it up.
Yeah, you got to hang back.
So he walks up to this guy, dude, nose to nose, like it's a fucking boxing match. And he goes, I don't come here often, but if I ever come here again and I see your face, my friend, they won't find you.
Amazing.
And the guy's just like, at first he's kind of like, oh, all right, old man. And he's puffing his chest out a bit. And then Chicken Fried just like kind of lays the icing on top, and he just describes in vivid detail how he will disembowel this guy.
Really?
Yes.
Like he just goes on a timer.
Yes, he just goes on. He's like, first.
I will, no!
He just goes into this whole fucking tirade.
And
the guy immediately starts backing down.
Really?
And then
it worked.
Chicken Fried ended it with the only thing he could.
Yeah.
Semper Fi.
Yes!
And we
oh, it's beautiful.
And we dutifully marched through the door to the car wherein the the wine was flowing.
Yes.
And we got back to the house.
Yes. Amazing. And so you proved yourself to him this night.
I did. I drove home. The wine was flowing in the back as
still
as the wife was, you know, chiding him. What did you do? What did you say to that boy? It's like, that young man was giving you lustful eyes. He turned into like Randy Savage. Yeah. And he was all protective of Miss Elizabeth.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh, all right. I get where this guy's coming. And the daughter was like quiet the whole time. She's like, Dad.
She's just used to this.
Yeah, she's just like, life. You can't take him out. You know?
So we get hell, I can't.
It's 1:30 in the morning at this time.
He's fixing for an East Texas beatdown.
Motherfucker has work at 6 a.m.
No way.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's a weeknight. Yeah. Forgot.
So we get back and... Me and her are in the kitchen. We're like, oh, we're kind of hungry. Do you want to make eggs or something? And at this point, Chicken Fried had disappeared.
Okay.
He like went down to the basement. I'm like, oh, he's probably like cleaning up, going to bed or something. Yeah. Motherfucker shows up the steps. Kevin, I got steaks. Motherfucker has T-bones, right?
Yes!
He has T-bones.
Yes!
He throws the sliding door open in the living room.
Yeah.
Goes inside, cranks up his fucking grill, dude.
Oh my Whoosh! God.
It's like the flames of hell shoot up. Yes. So, Kevin, we're eating meat tonight.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes! I'm in this carnivore's wheelhouse. Yes!
There you are, dude.
He loves me. So we go out there and we're grilling. And then the wife came out and told him he had work in a few hours and he needed to sleep.
Yeah.
He didn't like that.
No.
But he did.
Really?
I saved him a steak. And he took it to work with him the next morning.
Good.
He drove to work drunk and ate a steak out of his hands.
Yeah.
Didn't even warm it up.
That's how it goes, man.
Chicken Fried is the... Dude.
That's legend.
Don't mess with East Texas.
That's legend, man.
I one day aspire to do that.
Yeah. You were under his teat.
Yep. No, to Honeydew.
And it wigs!
Whatever. We're sure having a lot of fun on tonight's Winks.
I do declare that we are.
Fucking Friday show. Oh, God. I shouldn't eat that Chinese, man. As is Friday tradish.
Is it Friday tradish?
Whatever.
All right.
God damn it. All right, so you know what Thelma said to Louise right before they drove their car off that cliff, right?
All good winks must come to an end.
And then they held hands and went for it.
That's cute.
It was amazing.
It's fucking dark.
Good film. I didn't understand it at the time, but now that I'm older, I get it.
Do you get it?
I get it. Every good winks must come to an end. They were right.
Okay.
They were right. But no winks would be complete without an empty glass of milk. And last story. Talking about last story. Hardcore.
Yeah, hardcore parkour.
I guess I'll just do a last story then.
Let's do it.
This is the story of Love and the Egg Drop.
What the fuck? Like in ramen?
No, man. All right, let me just start from the beginning. Let me catch you up.
All right.
Okay, so sixth grade, somewhere around there. Yeah, sixth grade. Our science teacher, Gottlieb.
Gottlieb?
Gottlieb.
Great name.
Always wore a science-themed tie. Okay, right. He's
like
one of
those
guys. Beakers
and shit.
Oh, yeah. Glasses, horseshoe-shaped balding pattern. You know. How about science?
So he looked like that Muppet Bunsen?
Yeah, he was a stereotypical nerd science teacher. But every year, like the last week of school or second to last week of school... His last experiment was for us to break into teams and construct a device that could protect an egg as it was thrown off a building.
Oh!
That was our last assignment. And then, like, the last day of class, he would go up to the roof,
mm-hmm.
and he'd throw them down and see whose eggs survive.
Oh, shit.
I don't know.
That sounds fun, actually.
I don't know if there was grading on it, but, you know.
For kids, that's fun.
You want to see what it can do. So use your best... scientific knowledge.
And imagination.
And construct a safely landed an egg on the ground.
I would have just bungee cord two pillows together. Put the egg in it.
Oh, I think there were rules, though.
Like oh,
could, I don't know if it could be that obvious. Maybe it could. It was so long ago. The story's not about the egg.
Oh.
Per se.
What's it about?
The ensuing love I found.
With Gottlieb.
No. You see. We paired into partners that we worked on this. We had like a week to work on it.
and twins.
No. Winx knows I had the love of my life back in sixth grade.
Oh, that's right.
When I looked around for partners, there she was. The crowd parted, and I spied my partner. Love was in the air. There she was, standing there with a pink scrunchie and a side ponytail. Noelle. Winx knows Noelle.
We know Noelle. We're very aware of Noelle.
I said, would you gladly be my partner? And of course she did.
And you bowed and she curtsied.
This was before my sixth grade party when we became official.
Oh, okay.
Because that was that summer. This was a couple months before the last week of school.
Gotcha.
So I was working on it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Up from behind me, little tap on my shoulder.
Hey, Herbie!
Oh, fuck, what? We'll be partners?
No, Bern. I'm going to be partners with Noelle. We're going to construct an egg device, and she's going to see what a sensitive, protective, caring person I am.
What a cock block.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, I understand. Well, I guess I'll just find somebody else. Well, I guess you fucking will, Burns. See you later.
Were you guys on the outs at this point?
No, we were just neutral at this point. Okay. You know, Burns just there. It's one of the, he's existing, you know? Fuck, just, you know what this is, Burn, okay? Maybe you're not into women yet, but I sure am, okay?
You're like Barry.
I'm like Barry. This is much more innocent. So we're partners, right? Went over her house after school. I was able to walk to her house because she lived a couple blocks away from me. And, you know, got the flirting in and all that stuff while I was there.
Giggle, giggle, titter, titter.
And here's the thing.
Oh.
Winx knows I'm not what you might call a bright man with a scientific mind. So I was short on ideas as far as the egg. No. Plus, I had stars in my eyes.
You were looking at,
it was hard to concentrate, man.
Yeah, she picked a bad partner.
Well, she was taking this shit pretty serious, yeah. You know? Like, I wasn't in it for the egg, man.
You were in it for the eggs.
Right, right. In a roundabout way, I was.
Horrible.
So, you know, we tried a bunch of different things. Nothing really worked.
How many eggs did you go through? You guys go through like cartons?
Like a dozen. Yeah. You know, nothing crazy.
All
right. We got something constructed, though. The day of the egg drop comes. Gottlieb takes our egg.
Yeah.
Scurries up to the roof with it. Bunch of eggs are going before us. Some are cracking all over the cement. Oh, the humanity. Some are landing safely as A's are passed around. Some D's. Whatever.
I'm shocked that a bunch of kids could actually conceive of a contraption that would succeed.
Yes. The moment of truth. I knew if my yolk was splattered that Noelle might be turned off on the whole experience.
Yeah, she'd be done, yeah.
She's like, this guy can't even protect an egg.
It's a failure.
So, Gottlieb tosses the egg contraption off the roof. The parachute I constructed went off as immediately planned. That's right, there was a parachute shoved into a toilet paper tube, amongst other things.
I love it.
Okay.
Other things, it's vague, but okay.
The parachute failed and didn't work at all.
Oh.
And it shattered to the ground when we ran over to its twisted, bloody corpse. It looked like this. No, it didn't. It wasn't Large Marge. It did break, though. It did break.
Yeah, you failed.
It failed.
Yeah.
Right? And Burns like, better luck next time, Herbie.
What a dick.
Should have been my partner. Because Burn had this like beautiful scientific mind constructed like helicopter propeller type fucking thing. I don't know what he did, dude. He had pinwheels and shit. I don't fucking know. Burn and Chuck, dude, they fucking pulled it off. But I looked up at Noelle. She just had her mouth agape. She couldn't believe the scene.
She failed. You
like,
failed.
Oh, Miss Noelle.
Miss Noelle. I do declare.
I'm so sorry. And she's like, it's all right. I had a fun experience just working with you on the project.
Oh.
I didn't really care if the egg broke or not. Oh. I just wanted to spend time with you.
Really?
Yep. That's what she said.
Wow.
And so, I came of age that day on that football field where the eggs all landed. And I says to her, I says,
you know, I'm thinking about having a sweet party this summer. I'm throwing a 12-year-old birthday party for everybody. I would love if you stopped by.
She says, maybe I will.
Maybe?
Maybe I will. Winx knows the rest.
Oh, we do. We're well aware.
Jesus Christ. What a dramatic story. All right.
It burns a bitch.
If you don't know, tune into the episode Happy Birthday Herbie.
Yeah, Happy Birthday Herbie.
For the thrilling conclusion of this story. Young Love and the Egg Drop, Kev.
Taught.
Ridiculous.
Sweet potato pie!
Well, it's another fucking Winx in the cup there, Kev. Not Winx in the cup.
Yeah, we flicked it in.
Jesus Christ.
What's a flack?
It's classic Winx slogan, man.
Yeah, yeah. It's how we live and die.
Yep.
This show is just a meandering cascade of madness, and I love it. I love you all.
Dude,
it's I love insane. Our listeners. Our listens are going up. We're getting new viewers.
It's actually very true. It's not even an exaggeration.
No. It's...
The show gets more manic and insane, yet the listenership goes up.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
They love Barry.
I'm literally losing my mind on air. This is a 2-year chronicle into the descent into the darkness of the mental illness of my mind.
Think about this.
Yes.
We started in 2016. No, 2017. We are entering 2019. Did you think 3 different years? Like, think about that.
Oh, yeah, dude, because...
That's crazy.
Oh, what am I doing, man? This is what I mean.
I can't believe it's lasted this long.
This is what I mean. This is actually, if I'm not mistaken, this is episode 65.
Wow, shit.
Yeah.
Thank you to all the listeners out there. We appreciate it.
What an amazing journey. I can't believe you guys tune in every week. I'm so glad you do. You know, you want to see what happens with Brian? Is he ever going to come... Up down or upstairs, you know? Is Bob ever gonna find love? Is Bob gonna die again? Like, Bob gets into some crazy scrapes. You wanna find out what we learned from our dramatic incidents as young men?
Yeah.
We'll tell you about it. Put it on the Winx.
A lot of times we didn't learn anything.
No! But that's what's hilarious about it. Like Barry said, it's therapy.
Yeah.
Leave it all on the Winx, because the Winx got you, child.
Catharsis.
If you'd like to leave it all on the Winx, email me at tiddlywinkstrangers@gmail.com. Put it on the Winx! Put it on the Winx! Put it on the Winx!
Come on!
Put it on the Winx! Put it on the Winx!
I think we should do an episode if we get enough fan mail that we actually read emails on the air.
I will.
I think that would be a fucking
blast. Waiting on Winx longtime listener Tim.
Tim! Tim Urnetta, you son of a bitch!
I often participate in Tim's Sing Song Saturday.
That's right.
Tim has yet to participate in a Winx.
No, he just sends us these like likes.
But it's great. I mean, if you got a funny tale you want to tell, Tim, you know, the lines are always open.
Yeah, please.
But we'll wrap up at least this episode. You want to join us next week for Spooktacular of Thanks 2018.
Curses and cranberries.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But can't end it without this week's McGonagall.
McGonagall, dude.
Snapchat challenge. There we go. I thought I fired him.
Why wouldn't we just redo this and edit it?
Why not, dude? It's live.
We're radio, yeah.
Whatever. All right.
Anyway.
You know what I want?
What do we want?
An egg construction. I want an egg protector container constructed out of tubes and pillows. If it comes with a tale of love, you know. That's
Yeah, a tale of love.
Put the tale of love in the Snapchat description. Yeah. You send it to Winx.
People made an egg drop machine. Absolutely.
That's what I fucking want.
Send us a middle-aged couple in the backseat of a car guzzling wine.
Please. Oh, my God. Please send me a dude grilling steaks at 3 a.m. whilst wearing a cowboy hat. It's very specific, so if you get it to me, you're automatically flicked in the cup.
Yeah.
I waive the fee. You're a member for life.
You're a member of our group.
Under the tee. You get a tote bag with Walker Texas Rangers head on it, surrounded by what's commonly called a circle of trust, including Barry's head, my head, Billy's head, and Kevin's head, with this tagline underneath, Winx got you under, it's successful, teats, Mountain Drop.
Mountain Drop. We're changing whatever. It up. Each one is different.
You get many perks. Very you know unique. The rest. The last Snapchat challenge I would like this week is... Oh, man. How can we do one for Barry's
story? I don't know if we want to go there.
No.
Like, I don't want a dick. Mm-mm. We're going to get another dick pic.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll just leave it at that. As always, all Snapchat challenges remain open. I look forward to viewing your submissions in the future.
Woo.
That's this week's Snapchat challenge!
You see.
You do.
McGonagall got that one right.
Right. But, yeah, man! The fact...
Caught me off guard.
The fact that, you know, 65 episodes, complete utter nonsense... occupies the first 12 minutes of every episode at least. Christ. The fact that I used dairy products to get close to my one true love of sixth grade. The fact that Barry's allowed to lie about penis tails. And the fact that Kevin's girlfriend's father took him under his teat and he's here to talk about it tonight. All these things and more. Much more. I used to look at myself in the mirror and just say, oh my god, I do in my life. You'll be out of danger, a fucking tiddlywinks with strangers.
These things cannot be confined to the Twilight Zone.